Today on the Gary Zimek Show, we'll discuss the second commandment. What does it mean to take the name of God in vain? Stay tuned, because we begin now. Hey, welcome to the program. Come on in. Make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek, and it is great to be back here with you for another week of the show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for stopping by. On today's program, we'll look at the Mass readings from Monday, January the 18th, the second week in Monday of the second week in Ordinary Time, and we will also take a look at the second commandment on the program today. So, thank you for tuning into the show. Hope you had a great weekend. I had a busy morning today. I started out the day on Relevant Radio on Morning Air. It's always a great program. I enjoy listening to, not only enjoy being on the show, but I enjoy listening to the program too as well. Morning Air, hosted by John Harper. If you get a chance to listen to it, I really think you're going to enjoy the program. I'm blessed to be able to be on once each month with John. I think we do the second Monday of each month. I think that's what it is. I guess that's what today would be. Third Monday of each month. And today we talked about hopelessness. How can we deal with hopelessness? And honestly, I'm going to give you the short answer. So many times we feel that maybe not necessarily everything in life is hopeless, but we feel that a particular need that we may have, a particular prayer intention or a situation, some sort of a problem, is hopeless. The feeling that it's hopeless doesn't mean that it is. We've got to get used to the fact that with God, all things are possible. God can always make a way out of no way, as the saying goes. Even if it looks like there's no way the problem can get solved, that's not true. With God, all things are possible. And if you look throughout the pages of the Bible, you will never see an example of some situation that God could not fix. Now, there were, and you'll read in Scripture, the fact that Jesus, this was an absolutely true fact, that Jesus was unable, Scripture says, to perform many miracles in his hometown because the people didn't believe in him. That's not a shortcoming on our Lord's part. What that is him respecting our free will. And this is the amazing thing about the Lord. He gives us the power, and he gives it to us. He could still do what he wants. He could make us, turn us into puppets if he wanted. He gives us the power to have free will. So therefore, I don't have to turn to him. And I can also commit evil. I mean, there are things that I can do that are not good on my own. I can do that. It's because he gives me the power to do that. And the way faith works is I need to exercise faith. So just because I have the gift of faith, received at baptism, doesn't mean that I exercise that faith. So I can freely choose to not pray about a problem, and he'll let me do that. But unfortunately, when I do that, or if I stop praying because I'm fed up or thinking that the Lord's not answering my attention, what I can do is to block him from working in my life. That's exactly what happened to Jesus. People didn't listen to him. They didn't have faith in him. They weren't about to put their trust in him for whatever reason. And I think sometimes we do that when we look at a problem and we think, well, this is never going to change. And a perfect example is the evil of abortion. Now, today, this week, we'll have the March for Life in Washington, D.C. on the East Coast. And after so many years of abortion being legal, we shouldn't do it, but we can easily become discouraged, thinking that it'll never change. Abortion will never be ended. Well, that's what the evil one wants you to think. Why is that? Because he doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't want you to pray and turn to the Lord and ask the Lord to put an end to the evil of abortion. That's what the evil one wants, it to keep going. But us, on the other hand, as Christians, we need to believe that with God all things are possible. So we can all be prone to discouragement. That's a bit of a long example, but that's what I talked about on the on Relevant Radio on Morning Air this morning. The idea that nothing really is hopeless. Just because I feel it's hopeless doesn't make it true. Doesn't mean that it's hopeless. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation with God. And I really hope that you'll remember that. And again, I challenge you to look through the pages of the Bible. You will not find something that God is powerless to fix. But again, remember, he'll respect our free will. If I don't want to have faith in him, if I don't want to turn to him in prayer, if I don't want to ask him for help, he's going to respect that. Don't make that mistake. Continue to realize that whatever you're facing in life is something that God can handle. He's bigger than any problem that you could ever face. After doing that show, I had the pleasure of spending some time on Catholic Community Radio, the program that I appear on every Monday on Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we talked about asking God for help. We talked about the fact that if we need wisdom, if we're trying to make a decision, St. James tells us in the first chapter of his letter that we should ask God for help. God grants wisdom to all who ask. But the problem is, so many times, what is that we don't ask. We don't ask for the wisdom that we need to do his will. So make sure if you're trying to make a decision, turn to the Lord today and say, Lord, please help me. Help me do what you want me to do with this decision. So that was my morning. After that, Eileen, the girls, and I headed down to Cape May, New Jersey, for the funeral of Eileen's aunt Anne. And I'll tell you what, this was one great lady. She was very faithful, and she loved Jesus. So I would ask you to please, if you would keep Aunt Anne, Eileen's Aunt Anne, in your prayers, I would really appreciate it. She passed away about a week ago. She was suffering from cancer. She loved Jesus so much, and whenever she could, she would always be in the church paying a visit to him throughout the day. She lived right across the street from the church, and she would go several times each day, and everybody knew that Anne knew Jesus. She knew him well. She talked about him. She also loved his mother, and it was really a great thing to see. So it's a blessing to see her out of her suffering, because she was suffering a lot from the cancer. But I'll tell you what, this lady had a great impact on my life. So Aunt Anne, if you're listening, I love you, and I really appreciate all that you did to show me about Jesus, to show me that he's real, and to show me what it's like to have a close personal relationship with him. So I'll continue to pray for the repose of your soul, and thank you for everything. So it's been a busy day. I'm a little late getting the show loaded up today. Want to mention also that, just a reminder, that the Lenten Radio Retreat is going to kick off here on February the 10th. That's Ash Wednesday. This year, as I announced last week, we'll be using Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscovering Jesus. And this is going to be so cool. Every day, we'll read a little excerpt from the book. And the way the book's laid out, it's perfect for this radio show. The meditations are just, you know, a couple pages long. And it really is perfect, because there are, how many meditations? There's 35, I think there's 40 meditations, one for every day of Lent. So obviously, we don't go through the weekends, but we'll be able to get to most of these. And I really think you're going to enjoy this. I think this is the perfect book for this program. In addition to doing the excerpt from Matthew's book each day, we'll also read the daily Mass reading, so you get your dose of Scripture. That, remember, begins on February the 10th. You can go to Matthew Kelly's website, dynamiccatholic.com, to order a free copy of the book. I think the only thing you have to do is pay postage, but it really is a sweet deal. That plus this podcast each night, you can have a Lenten retreat for all of Lent, and you don't even have to go anywhere, and it's going to cost you nothing. So I really hope you can join. Please let your friends know. The more people we get, the better it is. And I'd love to have you listen. I'd love to have your friends listen. Make sure you help me out if you could. Let people know about the retreat. The other thing I want to mention is I want to thank you for your coming to my assistance. I've been letting you know that it's becoming difficult to keep my full-time ministry going, to keep this radio program going. So I thank you for responding, for making donations, for making purchases from Amazon, which you can do at my website, followingthetruth.com. And when you use the link, it results in a commission for any purchase that you make. So if you're somebody who purchases from Amazon, it really helps me if you use the link on my website at followingthetruth.com. as well as your purchases from Mystic Monk Coffee. So for all of these things that you do, any of these purchases that you make or the donations that you make, once again, at followingthetruth.com, you're helping me to keep this program on the air. And more importantly, just it goes beyond the program, it helps me to keep my full-time ministry going. So thank you very much. And just as a reminder, please could you bookmark followingthetruth.com and remember that for the Amazon.com purchases in the future, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com whenever you want to buy something from Amazon and click on the Amazon link from there. That'll take you right into Amazon.com, and it helps, though. When you do that, it lets Amazon know that you're coming from my website, and everything you purchase results in a commission. And I don't get to see anything you purchase. All I see is the totals. So, but it really does help me out. The same thing for Mystic Monk Coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink. I'm not kidding about that. You can purchase that as well at Amazon, at followingthetruth.com. Beverage du jour today. Here we go. All right, now I have to be honest with you. I'm a little slow today. Actually, if you know me, you realize I'm a little slow every day. But today I was running late, and I came home. I was exhausted from doing some driving today down to the funeral. And I sat with Eileen. We had a cup of coffee at the dinner table. And I came up to do the show, and I am drinking what is now a rather cold cup of decaf coffee. Just not Mystic Monk tonight, just a cup of regular old decaf. It's not hot, it's cold. It doesn't sound really appealing, does it? But I'm somebody who can drink cold coffee. But you know, it's funny, I don't like iced coffee. I don't know why, but if my hot coffee turns cold, I'm okay with it. What can I tell you? But tomorrow, I've got to get back to some clever beverages. I got some good ones that I think I'm going to be introducing this week. So stay tuned. If you don't like the program content, which hopefully you do, you're going to see some great, you're going to hear some good beverages du jour this week. Anyway, enough of this silliness. Let's pray. We're going to do the mass readings, and we're going to talk about the second commandment today as we continue our What Catholics Really Believe series that we do every Monday on the program. And keep in mind, we're going to do the regular themes up until February the 10th, and then we're going to take a brief departure throughout Lent and do the Lenten radio retreat. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for allowing us to come together for this 30-minute program on Blog Talk Radio and learn more about you and your Catholic Church. Father, we're grateful for the many gifts that you've given to us in our lives. We're thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of your Catholic Church. We thank you for loving us so much that you only let good things happen to us. Even if we perceive things as being bad, we know that because you love us, anything that happens to us will somehow benefit us. Father, we thank you for the gift of hope. We thank you for giving us the hope to go on and to realize that one day we can live with you forever in heaven. We're very, very grateful for that tremendous gift. Please continue to give us the grace to follow you and to continue doing things that please you, even if sometimes we want to do things that are not that good. But we ask you for the grace to continue to do good. We ask you to help those who are sick. We ask you to help those who are lonely, who are anxious, who are struggling with doubt or despair. We ask you to be with anyone who is battling an addiction or dealing with some sort of a financial problem. Please help them all, help them grow closer to you, and allow them to feel your peace. Father, I ask you to take over the show for me. Please speak through me today. Use your words to get the message across. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for praying with me. Quick reminder, by the way, if you're new to the program, welcome. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this show every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The podcast gets loaded up generally around 8 p.m. Eastern time, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a little later. You can download it through blogtalkradio.com. Just search for The Gary Zimak Show. You can download it from my website, followingthetruth.com. You can do that from the radio page. Or you can get the show from iTunes. However you do it, it's free of charge, 30-minute podcast every Monday through Friday. And I'm privileged to be able to be here. I'm now in my sixth year doing the program. Praise the Lord. And I thank you for being such a big part of the show. Keep in mind, I'd love to speak at your parish or your conference. And for a limited time only, this is only being revealed here. So you're the only people that know about this. But I am offering my talks, and I'm going to do this for a limited time only, for no fee. The only thing I ask is that you cover my plane fare, that you cover my lodging and meals, and allow me to take up a free will collection and sell my books and merchandise. But other than that, there is no fee. So I want to do that so that I can get the message to as many parishes as possible. I will be going public with this very soon. It's going to be in celebration of the release of my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, which will be coming out in a few weeks. So keep it in mind. Let your priests know. Let your DREs know. Let your adult faith formation directors know that Gary Zimak wants to come in and give a talk free of charge, with the exception of expenses and the things I mentioned. But I want to do that for a limited time so that I can be available to parishes who might not have a budget to bring in speakers. I think this is something we can do this in order to meet the needs of people that would ordinarily not be able to bring in speakers. So please keep in mind that in mind. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go for more information, or you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's look at these readings now. The first reading from today's Mass is from the first book of Samuel, chapter 15, verses 16 through 23. Samuel said to Saul, "Stop, let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." Saul replied, "Speak." Samuel then said, "Though little in your own esteem, you are not leader of the tribes of Israel. The Lord anointed you king of Israel and sent you on a mission, saying, 'Go and put the sinful Amalekites under a ban of destruction. Fight against them until you have exterminated them.' Why then have you disobeyed the Lord? You have pounced on the spoil, thus displeasing the Lord." Saul answered Samuel, "I did indeed obey the Lord and fulfill the mission on which the Lord sent me. I have brought back Agag, and I have destroyed Amalek under the ban. But from the spoil the men took sheep and oxen, the best of what had been banned, to sacrifice to the Lord their God in Gilgal. But Samuel said, 'Does the Lord so delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience to the command of the Lord? Obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission than the fat of rams. For a sin like divination is rebellion, and presumption is the crime of idolatry. Because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he too has rejected you as ruler.'" Whoa. Now, the message here is that Saul wanted to do what he wanted to do for the Lord. And I think instead of obeying what the Lord asked him to do, that's what you and I have to remember. This is so critical because we can all fall into this trap. And sometimes, instead of serving the Lord in a way that pleases Him, what do? We serve the Lord in the way that we think is appropriate. Sometimes it's not the way the Lord wants us to go. Obedience is critical. Even if you don't understand why the Lord is asking you to do something, you need to obey Him. That's the way you show the Lord how much you love Him. Instead of saying, "Well, that doesn't make sense, so I'm going to do what I want." Big mistake, and that's the mistake that Saul made. We don't want to do that. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 50, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, but for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. Again, that message that the best sacrifice that we can give the Lord, the best way to show him that we love him, is by obeying him. The gospel is from Mark chapter 2, verses 18 through 22. The disciples of John and the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected. Why the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." Here is another example of the Pharisees doing what they wanted instead of what the Lord wanted. And I think this message is powerful today. It's in all the readings. The message for us is that if we want to really be followers of Christ, if we really want to be followers of Christ, we have to obey him. We have to follow him, not take the lead. And when I start saying that, well, this is how I'm going to serve the Lord, I don't care about being nice to other people. I don't care about reaching out. I don't want to do that because that's hard. I want to sit in church with my prayer book. And this is how I will follow Christ. That other stuff, well, I don't really care about that. That's a huge mistake, because then we're not followers. Then we're leading and we're saying to the Lord, listen, you follow me. That is something we need to work on. We all need to work on this. I need to work on this. If I really want to be a follower of Christ, I have to deny myself. I have to pick up my cross daily, and I have to follow him. These are the words of Jesus in Luke 9:23, when he told us how we can be his followers. So with that in mind, let's look at the second commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And a lot of times we'll look at a command like this and we'll say, well, that's dumb. What's the big deal? Well, it's a big deal because it's one of the commandments. So if we really want to follow Christ, then we have to follow his teachings. We have to follow his commands. Let's talk a little bit about this, because I think this is one that often gets overlooked. How does one respect the holiness of the name of God? One shows respect for the holy name of God by blessing it, praising it, and glorifying it. It's forbidden, therefore, to call on the name of God to justify a crime. It's also wrong to use the holy name of God in any improper way, as in blasphemy, which by its nature is a grave sin, curses, and unfaithfulness to promises made in the name of God. Now, I want to take a look at this. I want to see if this book goes into it. Let's talk a little bit about this, because, you know, this book doesn't go into a lot of detail. Remember, this is the compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And it's really a question and answer format. It's the Catechism, the teaching of the Church, broken down into a question and answer format. And they talk about respecting the holiness in the name of God. And then, why is a false oath forbidden? It's forbidden because one calls upon God, who is truth itself, to be witness to a lie. So we can't take a false oath. And then what is perjury? Perjury is to make a promise under oath with the intention of not keeping it, or to violate a promise made under oath. It is a grave sin against God, who is always faithful to his promises. But I also want to talk about, I think, another application of taking the Lord's name in vain. And this is, obviously, if we use the name of the Lord as a curse when we're upset, as a swear word, it's not a good thing. It's very disrespectful. And, you know, this is another way that the Lord's name, it's not necessarily being taken in vain, but it's a careless use of God's name. If we say, and I was guilty of this for many, many years, if we, as an expression of shock, say something like, "Oh my God," that really is a loose or careless use of his name. And you might not think it's a big deal, but when you think about the power of God's name, the respect that is due him, and in fact, some Orthodox Jews will not even write out the name of G-O-D. They'll put G-D, and you'll see it on the internet sometimes. The reason they do that is because of the great respect that they have for him. And it's just a way of thinking. And it's not, and again, I'm not telling you it's a sin to use that expression, because it's not. But it's a careless use of the Lord's name. We want to be really careful about how we refer to the Lord, and we want to always be respectful. And we certainly don't want to use his name as a curse. And I'm sure you've encountered people who have done that. And I don't know about you, but when I hear that, when I hear the name of Jesus uttered as an expression of anger, it makes me cringe. And as we grow closer to Christ, as we grow to love him more, it's going to make us cringe, because it's not used in a respectful way at all. And that's something we want to avoid. We want to be very careful about that. And of course, the careless use of God's name, we want to also be careful about that. We want to just be respectful. We want to really appreciate how great he is. We want to always show him that we love him. And we want to only speak about him in very respectful terms. And I think that naturally is something that occurs as you grow closer to him. As you grow closer to him, you begin to love him so much that you would never even think about using his name in a disrespectful way. So keep that in mind. Using the name of the Lord your God in vain, we should really take it seriously when we use God's name. We really should. And that's really the thing I wanted to talk about on the program today, this second commandment. And, you know, we do live in a world where God's name isn't always used in a respectful manner. We want to change that. We want to change that. I love him, and I want to talk about him with respect. When I mention his name, I don't want it to be done in too casual of a way. I want it to be done in a very respectful way. So that's all I have today about that matter. You know, again, I'm not telling you this to make yourself become neurotic, but just be aware. I think it's just a matter of awareness when you talk about the Lord, when you talk about, and when you use his name, do it in a manner that would please him. Okay, and then I think we'll be just fine. Now, tomorrow on the show, we'll be looking at the book, The Imitation of Christ, as we do each Tuesday. And I hope you'll be able to join me for that. Wednesday, we'll focus on My Daily Bread. Thursday, The Greatest Stories Ever Told. We'll take a look at another of the parables of Jesus. And Friday, Getting Personal with Jesus. We'll talk about how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. We'll also read the Mass readings for Sunday's Mass. So that's what we got going on. Remember, February the 10th. The Lenten Radio Retreat kicks off this year. We'll be using Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Jesus. Please visit dynamiccatholic.com to get yourself a copy free of charge, and then we'll be all set on February the 10th. If you have any questions, you know where to find me, gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to thank you once again for your donations, for all of your support, your prayers, your kind words, and for showing up each Monday through Friday here on Blog Talk Radio. Always a pleasure to be with you. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. And I look forward, God willing, to seeing you tomorrow. Take care.